We are survivors, baby. You are watching and listening to the Bring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. What's up? How's it going? How you feeling? Thank you for watching and listening to the Bring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. I am holding it down solo dolo tonight. Tamara is not feeling too well, so I will be doubling up with you guys tonight. We're doing two episodes. Last week's episode, Survival of the Fittest, and tonight's episode, A Boy, A Kiss, and A Choreographer. But we are surviving, honey. I'm a survivor, not gonna give up. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's talk about some key points that we're going to have tonight. So I'm going to touch on the dollhouse and how they lost a doll. Jaylene is going through a tough time and the boys can't keep up with the choreography. I got some news and gossip, my predictions, and so much more. So hang tight. And if you're watching me live, how you doing? Thanks for staying up. So let's get into it. So my overall thoughts of these two episodes. Episode 17, so Survival of the Fittest. And episode 18, A Kiss, and A Choreographer. They were both great episodes. I did think episode 18, A Boy, A Kiss, and Choreographer, was a little slow. I felt like there could have been a little bit more commentary. I don't know. excuse me. I don't know what this season, because we are seeing old episodes, stuff that was filmed a year ago, if it's just so chopped and screwed that they're just like, we don't care. I don't know if they're trying to fade us out. It's just like, sometimes it's a hit. Like episode 17 was good to me. But episode 18, I just don't know. So let's focus on episode 17, Survival of the Fittest. So we finally see Christiana is not coming back, which I don't know if you guys are blown away, but I am. I don't understand how this girl has been with the team since she was 5 years old. And all of a sudden she missed one day of practice because she had to do an appearance. And now it went from she'll be back next week to she's just not coming back. Nothing from Valisa, the mother, nothing from Brittany, nothing from anybody. Just Coach D opens it up with she's not coming back. So now Micaiah has to be the full-time captain, which is like, okay, I wonder if they were going to put another captain with her. Not to say Micaiah's not good, but it'd be nice to have two captains like they had it. You know, the girls kind of balance off of each other. That way it's not all on one person, one girl. But I guess if Cameron can do it, Micaiah can do it, and so on and so forth. But I was shocked that Christiana is not coming back. And I really want her to be on the season. I want to see why she's not coming back. At least Valisa needs to chime in. I want to see somebody from the family tell me why she's not coming back. Why do an appearance and then all of a sudden you're done? What happened behind the scenes? we also see that the girls will be doing survival stand battle for this week's competition, where the girls will have to pick out each other girl from another team and you pick it down one by one, which we didn't see. It was just you take one girl off, the other team takes another girl off, and then next thing you know, they're just battling. So it was a good little twisted thing to see on the dance teams. Now, let's talk about how Jaylene. I like Jaylene. I like Jaylene's mother. But Jaylene to me is not a stand battle dancer. I think she's very talented. You know, she could do all these tricks. She can do all these turns. You know, just stand battle wise, I think she really has to work up to it. Kind of like how Sunjay did it. If you guys remember way back a few seasons ago, Sunjay, it took her a while to get on the stand battle team. And it took a while for Faith to get on the stand battle team. It's no shade. It's no tea. It's just she's not quite there yet. So I think soon as Coach D keeps working with her, she'll be there. But at the moment for me, she's not there for stand battle. But I see she did have to step in because Faith's knee was really hurting. She twisted her knee out of socket, which so that put her out for a while. But Jaylene was going through a tough time. She wasn't getting the steps. She wasn't remembering the choreography, which is really not like her. Or maybe this was just too, I don't know, difficult or what was going on there. But we finally see why maybe her mind wasn't in the right spot. She talked about how she lost her great aunt. And now her grandmother is in New York by herself where Jaylene and her mom and her brother used to always be up there. You know, they're a tight family. So now grandma's out there by herself and Jaylene's feeling the pressure because she thinks she should be out there with her, which is rightfully so, especially if you all grew up together. You know, you're such a tight family. But it's really affecting Jaylene. She is not getting her steps. She's not really focusing. And then we also see how she's not really adjusting to living in Mississippi, which it's hard. I mean, I'm coming from a military background. I'm a military brat. I wasn't able to move all around the world, but I did meet a lot of different friends who did that too. And it's hard when you're in a new spot and it's, you know, you have to make friends all over again. So I feel for Jaylene because making friends isn't easy. I mean, kids nowadays, they're cruel. Mm-hmm. So be kind to each other. But Jaylene is finding it very difficult because she's not really connecting with the girls on the team. And you would think she would, but just because I dance with you 6 hours out of the day doesn't mean I'm still going to be your homegirl. You know what I mean? It's still a sport, an extracurricular activity. When I was doing dance and when I was doing, you know, basketball, these were my teammates. But outside of this, I'm good. I'm good, love and joy. So that's how Jaylene is feeling. And she's just not connecting with anybody. You know, her mother is having a hard time connecting with the DDPs, but luckily Myra is just like, listen, Jaylene, you got this. Believe in yourself. You can do this. And she can. You know, she was doing it. She was out there hitting her tricks, doing her things, hitting her stunts. And I'm pretty much proud of her. So kudos to you, Jaylene. One thing I did notice in this episode, Canary is doing confessionals. I thought that was weird how they're interchanging the dolls, getting more girls talking, getting more girls involved. It's nice to see another point of view. So kudos to you guys. And then another thing in the confessionals, Coach D did not look happy at all. I don't know if she was sick. I don't know if she was just over it, if they got her at a bad moment, or if somebody, you know, spilled her coffee, or somebody told her to do a wrong eight count. I don't know, but Coach D was not having it in her confessionals. I wrote down she might be sick, which could be the case, but there was no energy. Like, she was dry, and that's usually not like her, so I wonder what happened then. We also see in practice that just because the girls aren't getting it, Coach D decides to bring in the Birmingham dolls, which I was happy to see. You know, we don't usually see the other dolls come in from the other studios. You know, Coach D has one in Atlanta or Georgia, and then she has the one in Birmingham, Alabama, and then she has the one in Jackson, Mississippi, who we see now. But she brought in the Birmingham dancing dolls for the creative section, you know, out of the box section. So the girls will have a little bit more time or a little bit more advantage to kick the other team's butt, I guess. And she created this dance called Melting Black Ice, which I thought was so creative. I loved it. And if you guys don't know, Coach D did say that all the girls usually help out with the choreography and that they're usually the ones who come up with the names. And the stand battles are named after the girls or named after the teams. Given point, this one, Melting Black Ice, was named after Black Ice because they want to melt them. Who knew, huh? So, I love seeing in this episode that the girls were able to go to the trampoline park, able to just relax after just being under so much stress, you know, trying to dance, trying to remember all these dance moves. They just went to the trampoline park. It was Faith, it was Jaylene, the twins, Trey, Quad. It was a nice time. Princess was there. Star was there. And they just got to let their hair down, you know, and just have a really good time. But I'm interested to see if Princess and Quad, they had chemistry. Because Quad said that him and Princess, you know, they were real good friends. There was chemistry there, but he wanted to keep it in friendship level. I said, these little preteens or teenagers, here they go dating at such a young age. But these kids need to be focused. We are a dance team. We can't have none of that. You see, Princess's mom said, oh no, we will not be dating in the dollhouse, which makes sense. You don't want to do all that. And so what was any good other? Oh, so let's get into the competition. It was great. So there were first scene, it was everybody, Explosive Dance Team, Black Ice, and I believe it was just those two going into the survival stand battle. And first up was Explosive Dance Team versus the Dolls. So they did their stand battle. It was a whole thing. I loved it. Sharita, the coach for Explosive Dance Team, got up there and did a split in the air. I said, girl, look at you out there handling it. I was here for it. I said, you know, I love my Dolls, but I was here for that. And Coach D was like, okay, look at you. Looking like she was going to have another baby. Because when we were first introduced to her, she was pregnant. So I was like, okay, girl. Splits in the air. She said, let y'all know. Because she was like, Coach D can do the splits. She can do the splits. We all doing the splits, okay? So I love that. I love their cheetah print outfits. I thought it was cute on the girls. Then the girls had to do a whole call out round. So the girls went next, the Dolls went next. I said they looked great. They looked so in sync. The Dolls ended up taking out Explosive Dance Clapton. They said that was the heavy hitter. And then Explosive ends up taking out Jaylene. So Jaylene didn't even get a chance to do all her tricks and her turns and maneuver her body. It was just like, wow, like she didn't even have a chance to show off anything because they said that was the heavy hitter. But the doll said, little do they know, they have other heavy hitters, which they sure did because they ended up winning that round. And now they have to face Black Ice. Black Ice went on earlier in the dance competition. So here we are at the final round, Black Ice versus the Dolls. Black Ice calls out Cameron because the coaches said, oh, well, you know, Cameron is the head of the snake. If you take off the head, the snake dies. And I said, okay, you know, that's a good strategy. The Dolls just called out a regular girl who they just thought, you know, was a heavy hitter. But Black Ice had other heavy hitters as well. And I was like, okay, you know, Black Ice is getting a lot better. We saw them before in the season, and they were a little iffy to me. They were a little shaky. I thought some of their transitions were off, but they pulled it well today. So I said both teams were great. It came down just to the last teams, and it turns out that Black Ice took first place. So they knocked it out the park, which was wonderful to see. I guess it goes to show that the Dolls can't win all the time, which if they did win all the time, then it would be a setup and then it's just a whole thing. So moving on to episode 18, A Boy, A Kiss, and A Choreographer. This is the one where I just didn't really think there was a lot going on. We saw that Coach D brought in a Don Draco to help with the boys do the choreographer challenge, which seems very difficult. I mean, you have to learn choreography right on the spot as the choreographer is teaching it to you. So she brought in Don Draco, who's a hip hop choreographer. He's worked with J-Lo. He's done, you know, other things. And he was the one who's going to show pretty much how the boys to do it, because the boys are struggling with choreography, which they should be because they're not dancers. It's like they're dancers, but they're not trained dancers. So the Dolls are technically trained dancers because they can learn choreography like that in a minute. Whereas the boys, the more freestyle dancers, meaning that they don't really pick up choreography that quickly. They don't do the whole 8 count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They just hear the music, they go, they're on beat, and that's it. So it was nice to see Coach D bring in extra help to help the boys for this choreographer challenge. I also loved, the girls will be facing Heat Dance Line, who we haven't seen before. They're from Oakland, California. Elite Stars, which is Tyrus, he's coming back, and KDP Elite. I don't remember them too well, so maybe we faced them. I don't think we have, but you know, we could have. So the boys are first up here trying to learn this choreography. Trey, who's one of the twins, he's not really catching on quite well. Quan is the one who usually catches on a little bit better, than Trey does. So I was like, oh gosh, you know, the twins are kind of mimicking each other. One will catch on well, one won't. And then the next day, Quad will catch on well, and then Trey won't. So it's like, come on. And for the choreographer's challenge, or They're also doing a dual challenge, excuse me. They're going to do it with two girls where it's going to be side by side, dual, and Coach D has the girls just pretty much choreograph your own thing, learn it in an hour, and come to me with it. So after all the girls did it, which looked great, they did their whole majorette dancing. It was Faith who choreographed a dance, excuse me, for Jaylene and Deja. Oh, excuse me. Let me take a sip of my water. Just get so excited. So Faith, who choreographed the dance for Deja and Jaylene, she ended up winning the duo challenge, which I said, okay, you know, Faith, who I didn't know wanted to choreograph more. Maybe that was a few episodes back. You know, Lifetime keeps cutting up these seasons here and there. I'm trying to keep up, but if you cut it up, I can't. So I didn't know that Faith wanted to choreograph, but I didn't know she wanted to do more acting and singing and things like that. So I said, this would be great for her. You might as well be, you know, no one trick pony, like get it where you can, you know what I mean? So her dance is the one who's ended up being chosen, which was great. It looks like a nice lyrical dance. Both girls look wonderful. This is a kudos for Jaylene. You know, she just came off of the stands battle. Now she's doing this one. So she's really like improving, which is what I love to see. See her more as being a trained dancer. So kudos to you. Draco, the coach who was brought in by Coach D, is still teaching the boys new moves. Every day they're learning new choreography because he can't teach the same one, because when the choreographer does it on the challenge on the day, she's going to be teaching something new. So he's trying to keep the boys on their toes, which is rightfully so. But, you know, the boys, they're still struggling. Quad isn't getting it like he used to get it. Like, he's not really remembering the steps, remembering the moves. Usually he's very well at that. And Trey is still struggling as well. It got so bad that Quad ended up actually walking out the door of the dance battle, of the whole practice session. So I was like, wow, you know, it really affected him. He said he was just nervous. He's thinking about a lot. He's thinking about remembering the steps, thinking about the competition, thinking about Coach D yelling at them. And it's a lot to take in, especially for, you know, a young guy, young kids in general. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. So sad for you. But, you know, he pulled it together. He got back in there. He was able to learn the choreography and move on. Get it in there, get it done. So here we are on competition day, and the choreographer, her name is Kiki Eli, and she's worked with Missy Elliott, and she's done some other things, some other music videos. So I was happy to see, you know, she's somebody who that the kids can look up to and be like, wow, she can do it, they can do it type of thing. She seemed really cool, great energy, just off of the screen. I loved her. One thing I did notice, that when they went and panned the camera outside, on the marquee out front, it says Dancing Dolls this Saturday at 2 p.m. So my whole thing is, they're already advertising it like Dancing Dolls, you know, they're going to be there. But it wasn't advertised how we usually see it as a competition. It was just more Dancing Dolls, kind of like when they're on tour type of thing. So I said, I know Dancing Dolls is the name that will get the people out there. But for you to put it on the marquee, it's kind of like, well, gosh, is this a Dancing Dolls competition, or is this just a regular competition? You know what I mean? Like, just for them, I don't know. I felt some type of way about them putting Dancing Dolls this Saturday at 2, because it's not their competition. It's everybody is coming to compete. So you should have just put, I don't know, CC's competition or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you guys can relate with that, let me know in the comments below. How did you guys feel? Or wouldn't you just be kind of off? Like, wow, I thought I was coming to a regular dance competition. I didn't know I was coming to Dancing Dolls Day. Or am I tripping? Let me know in the comments below. So, first up, they have the choreographer's challenge. Kiki calls numbers 1 through 4, and the boys, it's 5 boys, and they're number 1 through 5. So the first 4 up, the first group, are the boys. So the battling against each other. They do great, but unfortunately, they all can't make it. So Timothy is the one who's being cut. He was number 3. And so here we are with, I believe we have the twins, Quad and Trey. And I believe, I can't remember the other young man's name at the moment. I don't know why it's slipping my mind. But we have the three boys. Next up, we have one more boy going through, but unfortunately he gets cut. So we have the final round with just the twins. And I'm like, wow, the ones who were struggling are the ones who are really like doing this and out there and getting it, you know? So here we are, Trey, Quad. They're going at it. They're learning the choreography. They're really dancing. The last little eight count, all the kids try to show off in front of the choreographer. Well, Trey takes it a little bit too far and ends up taking the hat off of the choreographer and trying to kiss her on the cheek. Now, I know you want to stand out. I get it. But you stand out with a dance move. Do a split. You do flips. You tumble. Why couldn't you tumble at that moment? You don't come up to no grown woman, take her head, take her hat off, which you don't know if the hair is secure, to be truthful. Let's speak on it. So you ripping off the hat, could have ripped off the wig, rip off the hat. Then you try to kiss her on the cheek. If you don't take your 15-year-old self and go sit down in the corner, I cannot believe this little boy. I know you have to do what you have to do to step ahead, but you know, you can't do that. You can't. So even the choreographer, Kiki, was like, I know you didn't know any better, but don't ever do that again. And I said, girl, you had to get him. You know what I mean? Do something else. You're talented. I know if all the kids are in her face, but none of the kids touched the hat. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So we won't know who won that round until the end of the competition. But then they go into the doubles challenge. And it was, I actually really enjoyed the doubles. You know, seeing each team, just two of them on stage, dancing in sync, trying to me, it really just shows more of the creativity, the dance, the movement. You know, are your girls really in sync? So I love that. First up was the Elite Stars in Nashville, Tyra's team. And I thought they did good. They came out with a majorette dance. And, you know, it's something we've seen before, but they have gotten tighter. Even Coach D was like, wow, they're getting better and better throughout the years. So I agree with her on that. Then we had the KDP Elite dance team, and they did a cop and prisoner type of jazz number. And I thought that was cute. You know, I was like, okay, you know, the girls are talented. They're doing great. But, you know, I just thought it was cute. I did. So next up was Heat Dance Line, and they had on like this spy outfit, like a cat suit, black. These girls did a jazz ballet number and they were in sync. It was crazy. It was like just watching one dancer, which it should be like, but you could tell these girls were trained. I mean, I love my dolls, but these girls, they didn't come to play. You know what I mean? They were out there getting it in sync from beginning to end, and it was just mesmerizing, and the energy, and even the DDPs were like, wow, like everybody was blown away because these girls are talented. Like, not to say the other girls aren't, but the way that they move and the way that they flowed, it was just like mesmerizing to watch. And then next up was our girls, DDP. They were the last to dance. It was Deja and Jaylene, and it was beautiful too as well. I thought they did really well. They were struggling with the lift in practice because both girls are about the same body type, body structure. So Jaylene was like, how am I going to lift Deja if I can barely lift myself type of thing? You know what I mean? So she pretty much was able to get the lift down. The lift just looked simple to me. All she did was kind of lift her up a little bit and turn. So he said, I was expecting maybe a little bit more excitement from the lift. But that could have just been me. But they did great. I thought they did good. So here we are into the trophy ceremony. And first up is choreographer challenge. And it looks like that kiss and the hat removal won. Because Trey won first place out of the three or the four that was left over. He ended up taking home the trophy. So kudos to you, Trey. The twins, they were worried about the choreography, but they ended up holding it down. So that's great. I was proud of the boys. It's one step closer to them just achieving their dreams and, you know, moving on. And then for the doubles or the, you know, the duo challenge, the dolls end up taking second place. So we haven't seen them take second place in a while, but I thought it was still good. You know, out of all the teams, they did a great job. Second place isn't bad. You know, the girl, especially with two girls who don't usually dance together, or this is their first time really connecting as one. It was a pretty good. It was second place is pretty good. Dance Line came in first because those girls were bad. You know what I mean? Like they were killing it. But yeah, overall, you know, episode was okay. Episode 17 was a lot more exciting to me. Episode 18, I was just like, yeah, okay. So we'll see what happens, you know, with the episodes to come. So, but let me know in those comments below, guys, which one was your favorite one, huh? I want to know. I want to hear from you guys. So now let's move into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I just have a video clip from you guys. If you guys don't know, Tina, the DDP, is pregnant. I didn't know, but I'm so happy. Tina is the mom of Kayla, who used to be the captain on Dancing Dolls. And if you guys don't know or haven't heard, Tina did have a miscarriage with her last child. So this child here is a... The child ended up passing away a few days after being born. I apologize. But so this one is her rainbow baby, as she's calling it. And we see her at a gender reveal party. Mimi is there. Selena's there. And it's just something very exciting. So take a look and a listen. Oh, beautiful. She's got two dolls up there, one with the king crown, one with the queen crown. Kayla's going to stop and see which doll it's going to be. It's a girl. Everybody's so excited. Tina is crying hysterically, of course. And then I'm guessing this is Tina's mom who comes in and helps and hugs her. She's so excited as well. Everybody's just so happy, which they should be. I mean, I was happy when I saw this clip. It's just such a blessing, you know, especially for everything that the family went through before. Now to find out you're having another little dancing doll, you know, a little girl. So kudos to you. Props to you. Congratulations to you, Tina. Oh, so wonderful. That's my news and gossip there. So now let's get into some predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So for next week's episode, I predict that the girls will have a bit of a challenge trying to remember choreography again. I do believe that we will see Balisa somehow come and appear. She's going to give us an explanation. I just feel it. She's going to have to say something. We can't just leave us off like this. I also predict that we're going to see more of the Birmingham dolls, dancing dolls, and more of Coach D's other teams that she has, the one in Atlanta and the Birmingham. Like, I just need to see a little bit more. I also predict that hopefully we see some of the behind-the-scenes drama. I know this was taped a year ago, so we're not seeing everything that happened with Coach D and Whitney, but maybe we can get a little bit more insight about what's going on. I know Christiana's not going to be on the tour this year. Kayla's going to be on the tour stepping in for her, so I'm excited to see if they're going to speak about it. And I just predict that they're going to talk about the tour. Like, I need them to talk about it. And of course, we're getting ready for the girls to graduate officially on air, because we already know they graduated, but we're going to see a nice little graduation for them. Let me know in those comments down below, what do you guys want to see? What do you predict is going to happen on next week's episode? And of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars and leave some comments on there, because you know we will shout you out the next time that we see them. And we're also on Spotify. That's right. So we are new and approved, baby. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop LA after show on Thursdays as well, right before this after show at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then I do a show on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, called Back to Reality. Make sure you guys tune into that where I get a little bit more shady, honey. Next week, we will be back. Tamara will be holding it down. Make sure you follow her. Until then, you guys, have a nice night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.